brought to you by stationhousecoffee.com and inspireddisorder.com/prime.
What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Rona Days, episode 15 of the show, where I recap what's been going on with my life during the coronavirus lockdown in Southern California. Things seem to still be, things opened up, starting to open up. But I think one of the counties, I think maybe Riverside County or San Bernardino, very close, Southern California, is starting to close back down. The shelter in place thing is back in effect in some places. I mean, by the time this episode comes out, who knows how much, but it just, the numbers keep going up, and everything seems to be opening up. There was a bar, Drink, but it's spelled different, out in Rancho Mirage, where I follow a few local kind of DJs and just kind of local people that are in the kind of public scene. I don't know how to describe it. But I follow the DJ that was working there, and she posts videos while she's working of people dancing, whatever. And nobody, it was like a packed club, nobody wearing a mask. She wasn't even wearing a mask, which I was like, for somebody that you would think would be level-headed and be on the right side of what's going on, very insane to not see anybody, including the DJ, wearing a mask. And they ended up getting shut down. So I have a feeling other people saw these videos or other videos or just happened to go there. And there was no social distancing or masks required, so they ended up getting shut down until further notice. But yeah, the numbers keep spiking, and it's just ridiculous how many people are acting like the virus is not a thing. Like, it's worse than it was when we locked down the first time. And from what I've read, I don't know how far these things have gotten, but Trump wants to get rid of a lot of the drive-through testing sites. So basically, he wants to make the numbers look like they're going down, but instead, he's just going, at least the testing numbers, but they're just going to, they're manipulated, because you're just going to have less tests, which a lot of people are arguing, saying, oh, there's more tests, that's why more people are getting positive. Like, that's the rate of people getting positive is a higher percentage than the just tests that are being administered. Like, there's a legitimate spike in the amount of infections. And there's tons. I mean, you see videos every day of a Karen getting kicked out of a store because she's not wearing a mask. I went to Walmart to get some booze because I like to drink, and they have booze there. I was also getting other groceries, but like, a lot of people not wearing masks, employees not wearing masks even correctly. You know, a lot of smart asses wearing just the mask as a chin strap, like literally not covering anything up. Just complete and utter disregard for the reality of the situation we're in. So I don't know. I'm handling this just like it's the same thing it's been. I mean, I don't have any other alternatives. Thankfully, finally, I'm in the unemployment system. So I would imagine that would be extended if the lockdown gets extended. So at least I have that comfort of some kind of income coming in. But for the most part, it's the same thing. I ended up taking the majority of this week off, a little bit due to stress. I ended up doing some meditation, some Tibetan monk chanting, which I enjoy listening to. But the chanting with the monks is so good. It feels so good because you get, like, it makes your internal body vibrate to the same frequencies they're chanting to. And it just, by the end of it, it's almost like kind of shaking an Etch-a-Sketch and just kind of cleaning the slate, really made me feel good, really helped me turn the corner this week on feeling, because there's still like this low level on some days, this low level of anxiety, which isn't as bad as it was. It was pretty bad. I mean, if I was going to percentage give a percentage on it. Like, it was 80-90% for a lot of last month. And then this month, it's been usually around 10-20%. Maybe a couple days where it got maybe 30-50%. But even the 10-20%, it's just like this nagging feeling that after meditating really helped silence. Also drinking. But the meditation really helped. And it's something that I really need to make meditation a daily practice, because I tend to wait until it's so necessary. And then it's like I'm climbing up a sand dune where I take one step forward and two steps back. But it definitely helped. I also got to play Fortnite for the very first time in my entire life. I haven't played I haven't held like an Xbox controller in my hand in easily over a decade. I think I got rid of my Xbox probably around 2009. It had just become a Netflix streaming device because I stopped playing video games. It just ended up being a distraction in my life that just took up time that I wanted to start using to produce podcasts and make art. So I just got rid of it. And sometimes I'll play a game here and there on my phone, but you know, the games on the phone aren't as addicting as like an Xbox game or something like that. And Fortnite's fun. I could see getting lost in Fortnite. I see why so many people enjoy it. It's a fun kind of a shoot 'em up game, third person shooter. But I suck, man. It's the complexity of the menus is ridiculous. Just the gameplay is a little confusing, but I mean, just like switching, I don't know. There's some things that I'm not a fan of the game. Like, there's this waiting room thing that means nothing. There's tons of loading screens. Like, how much advancement in technology do we have, and you still have to wait through tons of loading screens? It's ridiculous. But yeah, I got to play it. I'll probably play it more. But other than that, it was kind of fun to play video games and kind of eliminate 2 hours in a day just being horrible at a video game. But yeah, and I've been like, since I took the week off, just kind of giving myself a little breathing room. I finally was able to order some equipment that I've been needing for production stuff. So I've been happy, and just art supplies and stuff like that. So it's been kind of just a pretty chill week overall. I have a lot of stuff next week tomorrow when I get started. I got a lot of stuff I want to get done and kind of have new focus, you know, trying to find where I'm going to put my energy and my time. Now that I have energy and time and kind of can afford to really grow things. Which, if you want to help, go subscribe to my YouTube page. Like, it's a free thing. Inspired Disorder, or youtube.com/inspireddisorder. Hit the subscribe button. Turn on notifications if you want to be notified when I release new stuff, which I release stuff daily. There's new painting making of video that I just recently changed production on, so it looks completely different than it has in the past. And then also, this show comes out every day. But I want to also do more YouTube videos of just other stuff. But for sure, if you want an easy way to support me, just go over to YouTube and youtube.com/inspireddisorder and subscribe. I want to get those numbers up and check out all the stuff that I have up there. I've got a lot of stuff up there. But that would be an easy way for you to support. And also the Patreon, patreon.com/inspireddisorder. You can binge this show ad-free the full week. And you can get download Photoshop files, which I haven't done any Photoshops for a while. But when I do Photoshops, I upload the raw Photoshop files. So if you're interested in Photoshop, and that's something you might be interested in looking into. And then also you get a massive discount code if you want to start collecting the many faces. And then if there's any merchandise deals, since I don't make the merchandise for this show and other things, then I don't really have control over promotions. But there's constantly promotions through the company that does my merch, and you'll get those promotional discounts also. And it's only $3 to sign up over at patreon.com/aspiredisorder. It's kind of easy stuff. $3 a month is not much. And tell your friends about it. Tell your friends to sign up if they can afford $3 a month. That would be awesome. I know there's a lot of crazy things going on in the world. Protests are still going on. Very small steps of progress are happening because of the protests. But then also we got this coronavirus thing. So it's tough to ask for money in these times. But if you have it and you want to get, you know, you might be interested in getting some of these bonus stuff or just watch the full week of this show ad-free instead of having to wait for each episode to come out throughout the week. You can do that there too. And I plan to add more stuff to that as well. So look forward to that and many more things in the future. Make sure you support our sponsor, StationHouseCoffee.com. Follow Station House Coffee on Instagram to order small batch, single origin, premium coffee brewed in Thetford Center, Vermont, shipped directly to you. Now's the time to support small business and order your coffee, your premium high-quality coffee from StationHouseCoffee.com and follow Station House Coffee on Instagram. Also, sign up for Amazon Prime, 30 days free when you go through my link, inspireddisorder.com/prime. Amazon Prime gives you so many benefits, including streaming service of thousands of movies and TV shows, music, borrow Kindle books, and of course, the unlimited free two-day shipping. So sign up now, inspireddisorder.com/prime to get 30 days free of Amazon Prime, inspireddisorder.com/prime. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every single day. Subscribe on IGTV, YouTube, and everywhere else podcasts are found. Binge the full week ad-free over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder. Buy Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com and follow the show on Instagram @Ray Taylor Show. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!